both my hands. I felt the dragon's breath on my palms. A second later, I felt the scaly forehead of a dragon. I turned my face back, smiling from ear to ear. I hopped on the blue dragon's neck and we walked back to Professor Renly. He smiled and congratulated me on finding my dragon. My dragon lowered its head and I hopped off. Just then, Alex came running and screaming, being followed by a larger dragon with feathers and shades of blue. Alex screamed at us to help her, and Professor Renly informed her that the dragon probably wanted to bond with her. Literally all the color in Alex's face drained, but she reluctantly turned her head away and stretched out her hand. The dragon did a cute little happy screech and put its forehead against Alex's palm. Alex shuddered at the touch, but she turned her face back, smiling. She sat down next to the dragon and said that she was going to name it Tidepool. I turned to my dragon and named the Bluehead Tsunami and the Redhead Flame. They seemed to really like the names because they roared loudly, as if announcing it to the whole world. Thomas came back with a middle-sized dragon that had black, white, and blue scales and said that he named him Lightning. Jay came back a little after Thomas with a dragon that looked like a cross between a rhino and a beetle. Jay said that he named her Rhino Horn. Today was pretty awesome.